You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. First, what is good for those looking for jobs or pay raises may not be as good for company investors. FedEx, you know, their trucks and their boxes, has lowered its expectations for profits for the year due in part to the higher costs of finding and keeping people. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
With the all-important holiday season approaching, higher wages and signing bonuses have become the norm in the shipping industry, says Anne Elizabeth Conkle with JobSite Indeed.
There's a palpable sense of urgency this year compared to last year.
But still, not from job seekers, says Andrew Challenger of staffing firm Challenger Gray and Christmas.
We're seeing employers running up against a wall. There was an expectation that the labor shortage would have abated by now.
FedEx wants to hire 90,000, UPS 100,000, and Amazon 125,000 more workers for the holidays.
I don't know where all those people are going to come from.
Keith Myers, a consultant with Shipware, expects companies will significantly cap the deliveries they accept. The excess will go to the Postal Service, likely with hefty delays.
It's like partly a joke and partly not that Christmas shopping should start now.
I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.